Yeah, I think this is a whole new situation. It's a new year, new team, new players going against a new team. And, you know, it's just a matter of guys executing, guys knowing the game plan, going in there, looking forward to the opportunity that's ahead of us, being excited about it, you know, and just have the attitude we're going to go in there and play great football. And that's what we need to do to get a win. Definitely. You know, they're obviously their defense gets a lot of turnovers, and they you know, they try to make some big plays, and doing so they give up, you know, a few plays. But you know, with especially with an offense like they have that's has the ability to score and score quickly, you know, you can't give them extra opportunities. You can't give them a short field. So we got to take care of the football. We got to capitalize when we have opportunities to hit big plays, but being smart and you know, don't turn the ball over.
What have you learned over the years about playing Charles?
Charles is a great defensive back. He's a guy who, you know, is just a great football player. He's around the ball, and he finds ways to make plays, whether he's rushing the quarterback and blitzing, whether he's in coverage, you know, jumping routes. So, you know, he's played a lot of football games. You know, a guy I think, you know, prepares hard, and he will, you know, he will know some tendencies. So you just got to have an eye on him. You can't just assume that, you know, the receiver's going to be open. You always have to see, you know, exactly what he's doing.
I saw you jump the other day. It's going to be 40 degrees warmer this time. Your last time. What do you remember about the cold from that 2018?
You know, just it was chilly, and but you know. That's about all I remember. So, you know, it's the weather. I don't know. I hadn't really looked at, you know, this week. And, you know, last time we played there, we were not being concerned with it. Just I didn't talk about it. We didn't make it an issue. I don't think we'll make it an issue this year.
How do you and your teammates look at this opportunity going into Green Bay, being one of the final 18?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, the team's excited. We you know, you got to enjoy these opportunities, and I think. You know, that's the thing. You know, it's great to be in this position, but you know, we understand. You know, we're playing good football right now. We're doing some good things. We got to take advantage of this opportunity. You don't know. You know, it's hard to get here. It's not easy. And you know, we have guys healthy. We have you know, the people in the right positions doing good things. It's just a matter of everybody come together and continue to play our best football during this time of the year.
Playoff games, do you feel a different level of excitement personally going in, or do you have to fight that, or how is it different for you?
No, it's definitely exciting. This is fun, though. I think it's not a situation where you say, all right, hey, it's playoff time, let's get all, you know, tensed up and serious. It's a time to to you know, be yourself, make sure everybody knows, you know, it is obviously big games and important, but you got to go there in the attitude that you know, you're going to enjoy this opportunity. You're going to have fun with it. You're going to take everything in and you know, have the mindset we're going to go in there. And the only way to really have fun playing football is to play at a high level, to play to the best of your ability, and you know, make plays, and hopefully we can do that as a team.
Do you think Gambeck
was
the final quarterback's career?
You know, I don't know. It's not really my concern right now. I'm trying to get concerned with Green Bay, understanding their defense, getting our offense ready to play, and just try to go out there and play my best. He had a great season. Aaron, you know, played very well. He does a good job making plays, extending plays, running, doing whatever it takes, you know, to score points. And obviously, their offense is very talented, and so you know, we got to know that. You know, as a team, that they have a good offense. You know, that means our offense has to do our job. We got to control the ball. We got to stay on the field as long as we can, and not give them a short field to work with.
Do you ever look at another quarterback's numbers? I mean, do you ever look at Rodgers' numbers and say, "Wow, that's impressive"? Any guys in the league?
Yeah, I mean, you keep up. You see what other quarterbacks are doing, and obviously he's had a great season.
Are you looking forward to reestablishing that road warriors mentality again here?
Yeah, I think obviously we know, you know, from here on out we're going to be on the road, and you know, we can play well on the road. You know, this team has responded well when kind of everybody's against us and things aren't looking, you know, as bright as they could be, and you know, kind of like the last last couple weeks of the season. You know, we've come out and played well, you know, last week. So we got to keep that mentality that we're kind of up against, a brick wall here. And it's not going to be easy. We know that. We know it's going to be a tough road ahead playing against a good team. But, you know, that's what makes it exciting. That's what makes you get fired up for these opportunities. It's a combination. I think they're just, they do a good job mixing up some different pressures, different looks. A lot of it, they get a lead on guys, so teams are forced to throw it and try to make plays. And then they're just do a good job of everybody getting involved, everybody, you know, getting their hands on the ball, you know, being aggressive at the DB sometimes and jumping things, but I don't think there's one common theme. They just, find ways to any ball that gets tipped up or in the air, they're running around. They play fast, and so they get opportunities.
Two more questions. Did you see it coming? I mean, like last year going into this year.
With what? No, man. I don't think anybody really saw it coming. The guy who, obviously had a good preseason game last year versus the Jets, and after that, he wasn't around. He was on IR, so I don't think anybody really saw it coming. You hope that he could come in and fill that role and do some good things for us. We thought he'd be a guy who, once he got the ball in his hands, he could make some big plays, but he's played great. He's done a great job just learning the system, learning the offense, figure out how to get open in the NFL. Yeah, obviously, if we can establish the run game, that makes everything a lot easier. You get in better down in distance. You start to dominate the line of scrimmage. It slows down the pass rush. So it does all those things that, you know, the last time we played them, they liked to play a lot of too high safeties. So, you know, it's tough to throw against that look. So if you can bring their safeties down and then we get some better looks to throw it. But, so we're going to try to continue to establish the run game. That's when, our offense is at our best, when we have that good balanced mix of run and pass.
Eli, your weapons are all healthy now. Mario's back, Jake's back. If a shootout unfolded, what will be your confidence level that you can engage Ryan in a shootout?
I don't think you ever prepare for what the game might turn out to be. I think you go in with a game plan, preparing to, how we're going to attack this defense, how we're going to try to move the ball and score and keeping a balanced attack with run and pass. And so, I think that's the mindset, just trying to figure out how to prepare for them, what their looks are, what their tendencies are. And then once you get in the game, you play to the circumstances of the game, whether it's a low scoring, defensive battle or an offensive shootout. You just, either one, you play to the circumstances. Not exactly. I think you just want to be, you want to be efficient in your offense. And I think every quarterback wants to score a lot of points and have your defense play great and not have it to be a shootout, be a one-sided scoring all the points.